section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Coming to you live from Ass Ukraine, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, stripper story, IBWIP news bulletin, social disorder, who is you, and cliff notes on a scandal with your co-hosts, Big E, intern Heather, and me, Locks of Love Jason. And now your host, Blake Clayton.
Hello, friends. How are you doing this evening?
Hello. Great.
Welcome, everyone, to episode 189 of A Brunson IP. I'm your host, the podcasting god. Blake Clayton is what we'll go with. That's what we tell the authorities. That's what we'll go with. We have a great show lineup for you. As Jason mentioned, he told us a couple things that was going on. But before we get started, let's introduce this group of shenanigans. And we're going to let it delay. All right, first, my co-host is not only head writer for the show, but he has also written a number of famous movies, including Boogie Nights. Boogie Nights is the 1997 American drama written...
Got a long way to go still.
American drama film written and directed by Paul Thomas Anderson. It is set in Los Angeles' San Fernando Valley and focuses on a young nightclub dishwasher, Eddie Adams, played by Mark Wahlberg, who became a popular star of pornographic films. Chronologically,
ooh, perfect.
His rise of the golden age of porn in the 70s through his fall during the excesses of the 80s, in which Dirk became addicted to cocaine. Consequently, he finds it increasingly difficult to achieve an erection, which is a horrible, horrible, horrible problem.
Horrible.
Is this all the same movie?
We're getting there. And he falls into violent mood swings, and after having a falling out with Jack during the film shoot, he and Reed pursue their dreams of a rock and roll stardom. A move supported by Scotty, a gay... At first I said a gay broom operator.
Huh. Broom.
A gay boom operator who is in love with Dirk. However, they squander their money on drugs, leaving themselves unable to pay the recording studio for the demo tapes. Desperate for money, Dirk resorts to prostitution, which means he sucks guys' dicks. But he is assaulted and robbed by a gang of thugs. Dirk, Reed, and their friend Todd attempt to scam drug dealer Rahad Jackson by selling him a half kilo of baking soda disguised as cocaine. Dirk and Reed wish to leave quickly before Rahad's bodyguards inspect the product, but Todd tries to rob Rahad and is killed in the ensuing gunfire. Frightened by his brush with death, Dirk conceals... What does it say? Coituses?
Crab apple.
Recoils with Jack in 1984. Wait a minute, you added some stuff on here.
No.
Really? Buck's son has been born. Reed practices a successful magic act at a topless bar. James becomes a victim of a beating in prison, and Amber finds a career in directing local commercials and porn films under Jack's guidance. Roller Girl and Derek have moved in with Jack and are preparing to start shooting again.
I feel like I'm watching this movie.
That's Jason.
Right now.
That's Jason right there.
Quick story about that. I had actually originally written that as a quasi-biopic wherein the protagonist that was trying to get into the 1970s porno had what is medically known as a baby penis.
Baby.
They ended up going a different direction with that.
Well, I appreciate it. That intro was so long that I have to start...
No one's surprised.
The Bulls...
Go ahead and say it out loud. No one's surprised.
I got to start the Bulls theme again.
Actually, you know what? Just go ahead and read my intro again.
All right, and now here she is. We cannot thank our next co-host enough for all that she has brought to the show since she has arrived a couple months ago. She is a role model for all three of the young women that listen to our show. Let's welcome and give a big round of applause for intern Heather.
Hi.
Yay. See, that's an intro I can get behind right there.
Lori, Molly, Hannah.
You know them?
I'm here for you.
You know all three of the listeners' names?
They've sent me emails.
It's pretty good.
I didn't even list an email.
We would kind of... I was just saying. It would be nice to have those.
Yeah.
And finally, not only is he in charge of security here at IBWIP Studios and my personal bodyguard when I go out in public, but he is also in charge of bringing burger patties and buns to our cookouts. Please welcome the one and only Biggie.
Yay.
There's a story behind that.
There is. I totally forgot.
Oh, I didn't say I wanted to hear it. Oh. No, I'm just kidding. Go
ahead. Words totally behind burgers.
Totally didn't bring buns or cheese or any of... Just brought meat. Here's some meat.
I want meat. Well, welcome everybody to the show. We're going to have a good time tonight.
I'm ready for a good time.
Well, I was ready for a good time. This is a talk that we were going to talk about on the last time we recorded, but Biggie wasn't here. So, again, we went on my birthday, me, Shannon, and Biggie, because I needed a bodyguard, because I'm really famous in the area.
Mm-hmm. He is.
And so when I go out in public, all these bitches and hoes, I'll be up on my jock, as they say.
Straight up.
Oh, wow.
And so when we went to the strip club. Now, the first strip club we went to, Biggie, we went to the front door, and I said, hey, I'm paying for these two guys. So there's three of us. And he didn't say how much it was. I handed him a 20, and then he didn't give us any change, and he said, all right, go ahead and go in.
For three people?
For three people. So three people at $20.
What, that's six?
50s and hundreds. No change.
Right.
What does that equal, though? It's like $6.66, right? Something
two
like that?
Two for six, one for seven.
Right. Just round it off.
Sign there of the beast. Go.
So that was the first inclination that the evening was just going to be a little odd. So, of course, we went to the trashiest place first. That's, you know, we want to get that out of the way and go to the trashiest night.
That's the way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so we went to, is it the Pulse? Is that what it's called? The Pulse. And we got in, you know, because the guy at the door with the huge scar on his face, like he got hit by the fucking crowbar.
That's the only place that guy can work, by the way.
Exactly. And we went in and we went over, we got a drink, and there was a gentleman on stage who was having a birthday.
Yeah,
it was his birthday. And he was getting literally getting the shit beat out of him by these four black girls, this 50-year-old stripper.
That's conservative.
And I'm trying to be nice. And
AARP member.
At least.
And there was another stripper, and she was a white lady, and she just looked different. Couldn't figure it out at first.
Couldn't figure it out.
Because they were all, you know, they were beating this guy.
How were they beating him?
They were moving so fast. It was just like a flurry.
It was like, ah!
With their breasticles or what?
No, his belt. And they were just like spanking him like, oh, this is, you know, ah, it's your birthday. You're in a strip club. They were literally beating him.
I hate men.
They probably saw that guy and thought, that's my dad. They just saw their dad on that guy and just beat the hell out of him.
So we sat down at a table, and it was funny because like it wasn't busy, but there was a few, but it seemed like there was either one or two people like at every one of the tables that this place has. And so the only open table was like a table for 20.
Yeah.
Like for some reason they were expecting this mantra of people to come in. And so there's a table of 20, so we just kind of sat in the first three seats. And then
you're like, oh, the other 17 people are on their way.
Hey, it didn't say reserved or anything. And then we looked onto the stage. Scott, do you want to take it from here?
Yeah, we looked onto the stage, and there was this little tiny white girl, probably
so far,
mid-20s, nice, blonde. Good.
Yeah. Is this while everyone's getting beat up? Like
This girl came back on stage for her.
This is after the beating.
For her solo. Right?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So she's out on
the center stage.
And she takes. Uh-huh. She doesn't take everything off.
That's all right.
Pulls her boobs out.
Yeah.
We're looking up there and.
She's got a nice booty.
Nice butt. Nice rack. Boobs. Yeah.
Sorry,
Heather. I like this story.
Sorry.
She was.
But
she
was pregnant. She had a belly on.
Yeah, she took her top down and pulled her skirt up and just left all the material around her belly, like it was supposed to hide it or something.
Oh, like the baby's still clothed, even if she is
right. It's not sick or disgusting because, well, you know,
baby's got a skirt on. You
know, no, she was straight up pregnant.
Pregnant. Oh,
so
yeah.
We were watching a prego, and we were I would say like 5 or 6 months along, if not maybe more.
Yeah, because this girl soaking wet was 100 pounds. So it was clearly obvious that she was.
Yeah, when you're that pregnant. Thin and have it's like you're just someone taped like a basketball to the front.
Exactly.
So we kind of sat there and we were drinking our drink, and like I didn't know if I should go up there and like, give her $5 just to help the baby. You know, but
like, this is gonna go towards the first carriage.
This is for her. It's future.
Do you think that was her stage name, was Miss Carriage?
No, it was Hope.
Oh, that's so good.
Good. Yeah, nice. Sorry.
What'd you call it? Hope?
Her name was Hope.
Well, thanks for chiming in on that.
right over your joke. Right over your joke. I'm sorry.
There is no hope.
So I was kind of uncomfortable because I was like, okay, well, she did, like I said, she did have two nice, attractive parts. Mm-hmm. Just the belly in the between was... it was unattractive because she was pregnant.
Well, pregnancy is a beautiful thing, wouldn't you say, Blake?
Not at a strip club.
No, I agree.
Not at a
I
strip
agree.
Club. So I was like, well, do I go up there and sit in the front and, you know, give her some money? And I was afraid like she'd come over, and I was afraid that she would touch me with her belly, like in my face or something. And like,
you're gonna have to deal with some child. Like, you're gonna look at me.
Right.
Like,
I was like,
is that the baby that I touched?
All of a sudden, like, there's a knock on my door, like, 5 years from now, and it's like this little kid. And he's like, here, my belly. Like, oh, no, I'm not.
Did you touch my mom's belly?
Ugh. So
I remember the caress of your forehead.
Or like I'm holding the dollar bill, and like all of a sudden this little baby hand pops out of her vagina, snatches it up.
Tip jar.
Yeah. And we were talking about how it would be just like, can you imagine like the baby shower at the club, like with all the strippers?
So good.
Cotton candy and whole, baby lotion.
Right.
It's got like glitter in it.
Yeah. So far we've been to one and we've been there for 15 minutes and I can't figure out why it cost me how it cost me $20 to get in, and at what point does this manager say, Hope, you're doing a great job, but I think it's unsafe. You know, she didn't she would go and rub up on the pole, but she wouldn't like do any flip things, and I was worried about it. I was like, please do not flip.
I know exactly what that guy should say when it is time to stop. He's going to say, you know, it's been fun having you here, but I think now it's time to abort for a little bit.
Just while you
have the child.
All these
child.
Baby deaths.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Just abort the job, not the baby. That's what he can say. Abort the job, not the baby.
Oh, he had a faint laughter response to that.
I did not have it set up.
It was like an uncomfortable laughter. Like,
should we laugh at this?
Yeah.
So we got back in the car.
Yeah, we just did one drink, and then when it was like, I'm like, dude, I'm sorry. We got to go. So the whole way home, we were just...
So then we went to
pregnant silence. Food. Yeah,
it was just awkward.
Yeah,
yeah. And so then we went to the one local one in town, the Club Chub, and we went in there and we sat down, and they were playing Nickelback.
Good start.
To me, there is nothing arousing or nothing sexy or a dance that could be choreographed sexy to a Nickelback song. Heather,
nothing good happens to it.
You.
Oh no!
You couldn't see yourself choreographing a sexy situation.
Sexy dance to Nickelback. You know what? I think the gravelly tones of Chad Kroeger's voice, perhaps, you know, remind you of like a back alley where you would have done it when you were 16 and the sunset was coming in. So I suppose.
And then
you can conjure that up.
But, some real experience talking there, I think.
Yeah.
if you're trying to entice men to go up and
no, of course not.
No.
What would you choose, Blake? What would be your ideal song to be seduced by a woman to?
A Free Bird.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a given.
Nailed it.
I thought. But.
Anything by T-Pain for me.
Well, in my opinion, the thing with Free Bird is...
only if it's featuring Lil Jon.
You have time to allure. You have time for the actual act of sex.
Yeah.
And you have time to cuddle before it goes to the second chorus.
Yeah, it's long as hell, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
You're really getting full money's worth.
Right.
Most things are going to get like a 3 minute and a half.
And then, Big E, do you remember what we observed about halfway through the evening? A couple of gentlemen, their job role. Do you remember this?
Okay. It was stripper break time.
Stripper
break time. Two gentlemen working at the club.
In suits.
It was time to polish the poles. Desanitize.
You like seeing guys work poles like that?
Oh, they were
desanitize?
Working.
Desanitize?
Yeah. Or sanitize.
Yeah.
Or sanitize the poles.
They're just putting muck on the poles.
Well, there's nothing.
But also, they were wiping down with Windex like all the mirrors, like on the behind, the back of the stage has all those mirrors. They were wiping those down. Like, I can understand, okay, it's time to wipe the poles because the Skanky Girls, you know, sesh just went by. But they were, like, Windexing and wiping down the glass.
Were they even touching the glass at all?
Oh, they go and they just roll, like, they roll their body, like, around it or something.
Yeah.
Was there a streak-free shine, at least?
Oh, yes, it was immaculate.
Yeah, spotless.
But you're this is bringing the whole experience up.
Yeah, first of all, it was odd to see it happen, like, right then. And then also, it was odd that these two guys were in suits.
Yeah,
like
they're always in suits.
Why doesn't the bar back do this? Why is the security guard all of a sudden now responsible for it?
I feel like any guy that's in a strip club is dressed to the nines.
Everyone else isn't even dressed.
Right,
and it's funny because those guys, that's the only suit they have, and that's the suit
that's
the suit that they wore to court.
That's right.
Blake's biggest pet peeve I noticed from the night was strippers singing to the songs. Every time a stripper would sing along, Blake was, you could see him coming out of his skin.
We're at the club, we're sitting at a table in the back kind of thing. I guess there was no reason to have the satellite stage going. And so the main stage was all that was going. And there was this one girl out of the unattractive women there was, she was like the mildly attractive of those.
The blonde?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as soon as she came on the stage and started taking her clothes off, like she instantly started singing or mouthing the words. And I'm just like, don't do that.
That's how she gets her mind out of that place. Yeah, you have to remove yourself from what you're doing. And that takes her away. We learned another thing.
Oh, it's interesting. Do not, absolutely under no circumstances, try to take a picture with your phone.
Wait, do or do not?
Do not.
Okay.
We watched every girl at the Pulse flip shit when some woman tried doing it.
Yeah, it was a woman even.
Yeah, and then at Club Chubb, some Mexican dude broke out his phone in the
it's understandably the one girl, though,
she
right?
has just come unglued. I'm like,
it's inappropriate to do that.
Yeah, if you go to the theater and you're pulling your phone out and taking pictures of the people during their show, they're going to get pretty mad too. Like, it's just,
I like being pictured naked. I mean, I like people taking photos of it, so it doesn't bother me as much.
Blake found one that he was like, okay,
I'll waste my money.
I'm going to waste my money on this one. And she was decent.
Hold on, they sell pictures?
No. I'm talking, he went up to the stage and was like, okay, I'm going to do the dollars. So he goes up there.
I'm going to make it rain.
Mm-hmm. He goes up there, sits down, and then me and Shannon were sitting there, and this stripper comes over. She sits down next to me.
And she said, howdy do.
Oh, she started her small talk. And she was just, blah, blah, blah. You know, how old are you guys? And I saw, we're just a couple old fuddy-duddies. And she's like, oh, well, how old can you be? Like 29, 30, somewhere. I said, no, I'm 40.
She knew.
And she goes, well, I'm older than you. I went,
oh, no.
Oh, right.
You don't admit that.
That's a big selling point.
She goes, I'm 45. I'm like,
ugh. Was it noticeable? Could you tell?
I was being nice, but yeah.
Oh no.
Either she was had a really, really. I mean, she looked older than 45.
I was going to bite my tongue here. It was a rough life. Why didn't you guys go to Big Al's? It's prefaced by world famous.
It's too expensive.
Too expensive for one.
What? Huh. I thought it was a DIY kind of expensive. What?
No.
Strip clubs? No.
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 Big, I thought it was like you.
It's like $10 to get in the door for most of these places. And then the drinks.
That's where they get you.
The drinks is where they get you. The drinks are upwards of north of, especially probably like Big Al's, $7 for a bottle of beer.
When's your birthday, Heather?
August 25th.
All right. We're going to go to the strip club before your birthday.
Yeah.
We're going to take
it. It does sound really fun, though. I have been wanting to go to a strip club.
I tell you what. We're not going to wait till August. We'll make this happen. We'll make this happen before the 200th episode.
Before the 200th.
Oh, okay. Before the 200th.
Yes. So we had a great time. We love titties, and we love pregnant ladies rubbing their faces on us, I guess.
Today, to holiday in the news? One South African man is an asshole.
One?
A complete asshole?
Just this particular one. I'm sure there might be others, but at least one.
No, okay. That's it.
At least one. After accusing his wife of cheating on him, he held her at knife point and made her take her clothes off. He made her spread
take her off.
Yeah, he did.
Off.
And then he made her spread her legs and then super glued along the labia, shutting the opening to her vagina, his marriage, and all
this
future
shit
relationships.
Is shut down.
Yeah. Oh my God. He's like, there's only one entrance that's going to be available from now on, and that's your asshole.
Asshole.
Oh,
because, yeah, and you know, I sent the story to Heather because I'm sick son of a bitch.
So brutal. And I said the whole story all at once because I didn't, there's just nowhere to stop.
Right.
Like,
and I'm just like, okay, where to begin? Where? How irritated? I have obviously had.
Irritated seems like a light word to use.
Yeah, I've had some people be unfaithful. It never crossed my mind to hold them down and super glue their hoo ha.
No.
Do you think in South Africa, butt sex is not cheating since he didn't super glue her butt?
Well, he knows she had poop.
Well, I don't think he's getting in her butt after this. Like, let's.
Well, him, definitely not.
We are talking about a country that has came up with a insert to go in the vagina that has teeth.
Oh, yeah.
To keep people from being raped in that country.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are brutal.
Brutal.
So,
what
happened with this guy? That's all we got?
He ran away. The end of the story was like, he ran away.
He ran away.
And then it's like, but she's scared that he's going to come back. I was like, no, is she? She's nervous about that? That sounds terrifying.
That's so weird why he would come back.
I want that guy to come back.
At least change the locks at that point.
Oh, you mean the just switch the sticks out that go in the hut?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Gotcha.
Switch the sticks that go in.
Blake gets it.
it's funny.
That is good.
Sorry.
Ugh.
So, ladies, straighten up your fucking act.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's the message there. If you take nothing else away.
If you cheat on me.
Jeez.
You cheat on me, so
and
help me, God.
You know what? He probably used all of her super glue. Probably didn't put a lid on it, and so it all just seeped out. Yeah.
And here's
like,
is that the real?
All
that's the
objects.
Real crime, isn't it?
Here's
oh, no, but it's a side crime.
Here's
the charges just add up.
It wasn't a side crime. It was a vertical crime. Here's a question. Now, did she... I wonder if there was any kind of fighting back, or it was one of those things like, yes, I cheated. He's like, she just told her to lay down and spread her, take her clothes off and spread her legs off, and then just walked up to her casually with a thing of, like, it's, did she fight back at all?
Like a knife.
He hit her with an elephant tusk.
So the knife said no, and
the
she
knife said, don't move.
Okay.
The knife said, don't move, bitch.
The knife said, don't move, bitch.
Oh, boy. That is awful. Heather, what is the equivalent, you think? What would you do to a guy that cheated on you in such a brutal fashion like that?
That cheated on me and did something like that to me in a brutal
fashion?
No,
I mean like if the
or
roles
something
were
that
reversed.
I would do in a brutal fashion.
Right.
I might be willing to like, huh? Like maybe like on that level, put a couple of grapes in his butt or something.
Oh,
like that
geez.
Seems like it would be uncomfortable, but it wouldn't be that bad, right?
You could potentially make juice, too.
Tie him up and right? then just pretend you're going to do something with him. Just torture him that
you're
way.
Just like leave him there. Yeah, just like you're, what
you're, how about
that happened? Just like come down once a day, about, giving him his food, like at all the hours.
Put the lotion on the skin. how would you feel about possibly, you know, somehow getting him tied up, of course, but then cutting his ball sack with like a butter knife?
I mean, I don't like the idea of doing any of that.
Okay.
That sounds right, well, awful. Just, I feel like I would throw up and I'd be embarrassed. Like,
you throw up on the wound. Just, that'll help it.
Don't say
there
no.
you go. I'll
I
just
can't
say
do
that's
this.
A part of it. I'll just say
it's pretty
it.
Gross.
Do you have another story?
I do have another story.
Okay,
so this one starts out, and God said, let there be marijuana. So Indiana recently passed the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, otherwise known as RFRA. Which
rough.
There you go. Yeah, and it allows businesses and people to both take certain liberties in the law, including discriminating against the LGBT community on religious grounds.
What's
so basically
lesbian, gay, transgendered,
bisexual,
gay. Mm-hmm.
There's like a Q too if you're like
yes,
quasi,
that's
yeah,
right.
Quasimodo. But,
no, it's in question.
Not Quasimodo.
It's in question.
A genital hump.
In Indiana now, if I owned a liquor store and I saw two lesbians come in, I could tell them to leave. Is that what this law is?
Yeah, because of your religious reasons, not for other reasons.
Oh, not just because you don't like them, just because...
Yeah, you have to have a higher calling towards them.
Okay, so... Okay, I got you.
Yeah, and so... Stupid. Yeah, it is pretty stupid. It's totally ridiculous. But Bill Levin decided... Bill Levin, yep. He heard about this law, and coincidentally, he was feeling called by a higher power, created the first church of cannabis. Coincidentally, after this had just been passed.
Man.
Yeah. Hmm.
Praise thee.
The first church of cannabis?
Indeed, which means he... Basically said that, you know, we can smoke weed because it's a part of our religious practices.
Oh.
And, you know, there was an attorney who came out and said, you know, if you can do that, you know, if you can deny things to LGBT people, then you can deny things too. Or you can smoke weed under the same principle.
I agree with this Freedom Act. I know it's a very inappropriate, or like, it's not a popular position to take, but I agree with this act.
Wow.
And I'll tell you why. Because if I'm, the example of a liquor store. If you own a liquor store and some gay guys come in and you refuse them and it's legal to do so, you're going to get a reputation after a while of being the guy who refuses gay people. And eventually, hopefully, society will just not go to that store anymore. And that store will close down.
Exactly.
To me, it's like when it's 35 degrees outside and I see that idiot walking into Walmart with shorts. I'm like, oh, that guy's an idiot. I don't need to talk to that guy.
Right.
Thank you for wearing shorts. I know you're an idiot, so I don't have to mess with you. Same thing with places like that. If they're going to discriminate against people and they openly do so, people will find out about it, and those places will hopefully go away because social norms will dictate who stays open and who doesn't.
He's a dick.
That was insightful. That was insightful.
It was pretty deep.
Well, it is, right? I mean, I think people will eventually close down those places.
They shoot their own selves in the foot.
Right.
You know what? Governor Pence should say that because maybe people would be a little more in favor of it.
That may not be
probably
his
not his
thought
reason.
Process.
Of course not.
It may because he's a Bible beater, which God bless him, more power to him, but... The unintended result of that could be closing down places that treat people inappropriately. So that's kind of why I am for that, unless there are little hidden clauses and amendments to this thing that I'm not aware of. That's my thoughts on it, anyway.
Connecticut is boycotting Indiana.
How do you boycott
Indiana
a state?
Is fucking
how does a
up.
State boycott a state? I guess just everything that they like trade and participate.
there's a lot of internal trade.
Is that story out of Indiana? Is that what you said?
Yeah, this is out of
Indiana. Oh, they're fucking up. They're fucking up even with the vape thing. They're trying to shut the small business down with
a vaping overall.
Vaping. Period.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you shouldn't be able to vape on your period.
That is tough.
Yeah, I'm just saying it pisses me off.
So. That people vape on their period.
Oh, that's why they shouldn't do it because it pisses you off.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, you know what?
It's called the Blake Act.
That's a reason enough for me.
The Blake Act.
Well, I just won't come into your establishment anymore. All right.
Just don't be on your period. Stop it.
I think what we need now is a little more love. So love takes a lot of things to grow. And for Emma McCabe, love requires compassion, understanding, and a firm opposition to becoming a lumberjack.
Okay, I'm lost.
Well, the 31-year-old told Closer magazine that she had fallen in love with a tree named Tim.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Dumb.
Why is that dumb?
Oh, I was thinking of something else. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Isn't there... I don't even know.
Go ahead.
Well, she said that she never connected with anyone like him. And as for sex, Emma's not missing out on any wood.
It's pretty funny.
Hi-yo.
I have an excellent quote by her. She says, he fulfills my emotional and sexual needs. I orgasm by rubbing up against the bark naked. I love the feeling of a skin-on-bark contact, which gives me a more pleasurable pain feeling, and the feeling of his leaves on my skin make me tingle. I have sex with him once a week.
Okay, I'm going to stop you there.
I got some thoughts, too. Go ahead.
I'm going to start first. If you are a woman who has gotten to the point where you, in your mind... believe that rubbing your hoo-ha up against some mossy bark is extraordinary sex, there's two things wrong. Either A, you've never had any like just decent sexual experience or any sexual experience at all.
Period.
He said period. Or you are so warped in your mind that you named a tree and you fuck it once a week. Jason? To you.
Well, two things. First, it's like the person wearing shorts in the winter. That's a crazy person. So you follow. So thank you. What's her name?
Her name is Emma McCabe.
Yeah, thank you, Emma, very much. We know you're a crazy person. Now we can stay away from you. Second of all, a tree, alive, technically, but it, kind of an inanimate object, right? You can't really communicate with it. Right. I've had sex with a lot of inanimate objects when I was a young man. That part to me is not crazy. I could get off by probably humping a tree.
Yeah, I think that what you said made sense, but I never thought about it being mossy, because just regular trees, I was like, that sounds horrible. And then moss, I'm like,
sounds painful.
Maybe.
Like a soft
pussy.
Yeah, it's like a little,
like
a little soft.
She said like she liked the pain.
Like a little small blanket. She was into the pleasurable pain.
She liked
so I'm assuming there was some
spike with pain.
But I mean, to be honest, like,
I got you.
To be real clinical about it, the clitoris is really where it's at.
Right.
Is that
there's
where
over 2,000 like nerve endings down there. Yeah. Hey, so that's really
how
it's at.
How many nerve beginnings?
Who could even say?
Isn't there there a mental condition call? Isn't there a name for that? Because I've heard other
anthropomorphism.
People.
Is that what it is?
Well, that's when you personify objects, right?
Right. I think I'm thinking when you say that, Biggie, I'm thinking about the
some
people like on the TLC channel that are eating light bulbs.
Yeah.
That's weird
weird love. There it is.
It's like, this is my dirty secret. Kind of show, you know.
She just puts her all out there. What I'm wondering about, because she gets naked before she does this, the tree.
Sure.
Is this in her backyard? Is this at the local
Where the fuck is this tree?
Park? Right. Yeah.
She's doing it right. It's like, slide.
Yeah.
Here's the tree. Here's Tim. Slide.
Open the door. Tim. See all the people.
I would cut that fucking tree down.
Hey, leave Tim alone.
Fuck that tree.
Fucking that tree.
It boggles my mind. Heather... I I'm not picking on you. You're a woman, and that's why we have you on the show, is to kind of give us a different
perspective. Yeah.
Would you ever dry hump a tree? Ever? Even if it was in your backyard and it was one of the...
Actually, if it was birchwood, maybe, because that seems like it'd be smooth.
There you go.
Would you ever dry hump a bat?
A bat? A
baseball bat.
Oh, I thought you meant a little animal bat.
A flying rodent.
Which sounded so scary. But I was like, that's the most terrifying thing ever. Yeah! Oh, that'd be bad. But no.
What if it said please?
Metal bat? Maybe.
No. Aluminum?
Metal bat. Aluminum?
Yep.
It would make your hoo-ha smell like metal. Like,
I don't want to say never.
Irony.
The world is big. Life is long.
Oh, yeah.
And that concludes
She's
what would Heather
too.
Hump?
She's got a lot of life ahead of her.
What would you guys hump?
I'd fuck that sink over there if it let me.
I've had sex with fruit and plastic wrapped pillows. This is an elaborate masturbatory device.
Mm-hmm. How about
pillows.
Warmed up bologna?
Warmed up bologna?
Mm-hmm.
Like
30 seconds in the microwave?
Like you just roll it
just
up?
Roll
just
it
like
up.
One slice of bologna or like a big thing that you drill the hole
drill
in?
Drill a hole in. With
See,
the,
you used to
I've never
big
done
chunks.
That, but I'm saying.
That wouldn't be bad.
Wouldn't be bad.
That wouldn't
now
be bad.
That you mentioned, now that you mentioned
would
I'm
you
like,
fuck a fleshlight?
Let's just take a break.
Fleshlights are so cool, though. I'm glad they exist. And I really hope that they work as lights, too, right? They do.
Okay, so you're
I've just gotten off topic because I am excited about a
with fleshlight. A fleshlight. And they've come up on the show before, believe it or not.
I bet.
You fuck the end that's not the light bulb. Does that mean you can walk around with a light permeating from the tip of your dick? Is that what it means?
Like I
hope so.
I already have a light that shines from me.
Mine's red. I'm a Sith.
Whenever I put it in Molly's butt, like her nose has little lights coming out.
It's all connected in there.
It's all connected.
It's all tubes. It's all connected.
When that happens, he changes her name to Rudolph.
Thank you, Heather.
You're welcome.
Very, very, very awesome. Splendid.
Thank you for the stories, Blake. They were good. They were like too good not to share.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you sent them to me.
Now we're going to have a little song by Siren called The Slaughter Daughters.
No, The Slaughter Daughters.
Siren, the Slaughter Daughters by
opinion.
Siren.
No.
Siren by the Slaughter Daughters.
Siren by the Slaughter Daughters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that what you said?
That's what I said the first time.
Oh, okay. my bad.
That's
looking for a place
cut
to
out.
Donate your used clothing? Well, no one wants them. They smell like you and you stink.
Awesome.
Sorry, I didn't mean to just like look at you straight out when I said that.
Okay.
I
you stink, Biggie.
Ocean floor, move around in our sail. That sea and that lady of the water, she sang to me. Ooh, her long black hair and big brown eyes embrace. Lord, she made song to listen was a sin. Siren, no siren for you. I swim along, still riding pressure.
Thanks, the Slaughter Daughters. Hey, guys. Locks of Love, Jason here for IBWIP. Do you guys know that you can contact the show 24 hours a day via email at blake@ibwip.com? Did you know that?
What?
Huh? The world doesn't know, apparently.
Apparently.
Or you could leave a comment directly on a specific episode on ibwip.com. And if you're a content whore like myself, download the podcast app from iTunes or the Stitcher Smart Radio app and subscribe to the show to check out past episodes for free.
No monies.
No monies.
That's great. I love it.
This is a free show.
10 pesos.
That's right. You want more? All right. You've twisted our virtual arm. Subscribe to our YouTube page at PiaVision for sneak peeks at upcoming episodes, show highlights, and vape reviews. Like us on Facebook, Twitter, Vine, and Instagram for as much content as you can handle and prove that you're an IBWIP super fan.
I cannot stress to you guys enough about our YouTube page. Now, if you checked it out maybe like 2 years ago, I can understand why you don't want to go back. It was very poorly. The video was very. This is HD shit, and I'm spending a lot of time like putting them together so they look classy. It's not. We're not putting whole episodes out there. It's just between 5 and 10 minutes. You get segments of what we did on the show, so you can decide, hey, do I want to listen to this full episode? We have interviews on there. Check it out.
I enjoyed it. I watched them, and those videos felt glamorous.
Do you feel like a rock star? You are a rock star.
I watch every one of them.
Do they make you feel good about yourself?
Yeah, and us as a group.
Oh, because they make me so pissed off by the time I'm done with them.
Really?
By the time I'm done with them and I post them, and I just every day I'm like checking to see what the views are, and I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me. Anyway, make sure to also, we have a sponsor, craftvapory.com. They're still with us. I just got a box the other day.
Of what? Blu-rays?
No, a Craft Vapory box.
Oh, of what?
There was Unicorn Puke.
Sounds good.
And tasty. There was three other ones. It was good. I haven't really got through all of them yet. But
Beaver bile.
Oh, beaver bile. Oh God! I could lick beaver bile off of a tree bark, I would fuck it. Anyway, go to craftvapory.com. Use promo code IBWIP. Get 10% off your purchase in the store. And again, monthly subscription. Your first month, 20% off. Jason has the way to go on this. What do you do?
I really hate to say it again, but if I were you guys, I would do 1 month. And I think the cheapest one you get for like $16. It's like hardly anything at
right.
all.
Right, and that's three bottles. Like, you pay $16 for one bottle of premium.
Yeah.
You're getting three and some extra stuff. They usually throw in like samples or something or test stuff. And then it's ridiculous not to do it. Plus the 20% off.
20% off, and then you cancel after that month, and you go under a different name, and you do it again, and you do it again forever,
just
and you
keep
always
making
yeah,
up
the,
emails.
The savings stack up.
Until you and get to makes, that email that you have when you were 7 years old.
Yeah, right. Because we're not making any money off of this. We're not getting any kickback or anything, but we have a legitimate sponsor trying to help us out, help our listeners out. So definitely check out craftvapory.com. Use promo code IBWIP. We love you. Do it, please. Folks, it is true. We are all shit people. And but that is not a shitty band. That is Carrie Nation and the Speakeasy with Shit People. We're playing that because the next episode that's going to come out is a special Tuesday release, and it's a live in the studio interview with Carrie Nation and the Speakeasy. They were in town this weekend. They came over. We fed them beer and pizza like we do every time, and hung out on the couch. And it was a fun little shenanigans.
They saw you out, right?
Oh, I mean, yeah. I mean, they just were like, "Hey, we're coming through town," you know. So,
you're like a location.
Every time they come through town, like, we do the same thing. We give them pizza and beer, and we move.
And they love it. They love it.
They're good guys. Of course, they love it.
Pizza and beer.
Pizza and beer. What can you not love about that?
It's a 1-2 knockout. Kind of like we're hoping this next segment will be. It's a new one. We're going to try it out here tonight. It's called Social Disorder.
Come on, let's get together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Am I right, folks?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was Haley Mills playing herself and her own sister in The Parent Trap. You guys know that movie?
That is a beautiful movie.
It's a beautiful movie.
Never can say I've never seen it.
It's the greatest movie, second to maybe the remake starring Lindsay Lohan. Anyway, that's blasphemy.
I know they put an ice Lindsay cube Lohan and pierced and each other's and ears. Lindsay Lohan?
What about Lindsay Lohan?
Lindsay Lohan and Lindsay Lohan?
Right, a double dose. Back when
a lot of fellows have had a double dose of Lindsay Lohan.
Well, that song is talking about Let's Get Together, and that's what Social Disorder is about. It's a new segment where we scour the internet. We do a lot of scouring on the show.
Oh, I don't have a job now, so I just scour like crazy. And then Jason's job doesn't involve him doing anything all day.
I don't do
anything. So he scours.
Yeah.
Do the dishes look great afterward after we've done scouring, though?
Sparkling.
Did you break out the magic eraser again?
I use a scouring pad. So we here at IBWIP, we're always striving to be on the vanguard of popular culture and technology, but definitely not fashion, as shown by my endless supply of flannel shirts. But I digress. While trying to stay on the forefront of online activity, we've come across new and upcoming websites that range from everything from dating, social media, travel reservations, to search engines, and so on. So in this new segment of our show, we'll be presenting our findings, what these sites do, some examples of how they can be used, and then we'll get everyone's opinion on them. So you guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have any predictions before we start?
The internet is a dark, dark, dark place.
Yeah, and so this will all confirm.
Nothing will surprise me.
No, okay.
I'm hoping pictures will be involved, a little bit of laughter.
Something.
A little bit of love, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
I always like a little love in it.
Google image search anything and...
Well, the first one is very similar to what you're saying here. For the first one, I thought I'd focus on the type of website that most people use every day, and that is search engines. I don't know about you guys, but when I'm in front of a computer, my muscle memory just kicks in, and I automatically type in Google to the browser bar. I use it that much. Do you guys have the same? Like, can you just, in your mind, just think how you type Google?
I just type whatever I was going to type into Google into my browser bar.
Oh, because
that's how browser bars work nowadays. If you've got Google Chrome.
I don't.
Google's automatically there on my phone. It's automatically Google.
Well, my thing is what I've been noticing lately, I was just talking to Molly about this, like, you start to type three letters into it, and it knows some obscure thing that you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
It's freaky.
It's amazing.
So you use Chrome, too?
Yeah, well, yeah. I don't.
What are you using?
I go to google.com like a dummy.
Hold on.
You don't use Safari?
What do you mean?
On your iPhone there?
I do use Safari, but then I go to Google and then type into Google.
Because you don't trust Safari?
You just got to get with it. You have a whole step you can cut out right now.
Boy, I'm so far behind.
Now let's hear about your new social media. Hopefully it's got better shortcuts.
Hey-o!
Like Google, there's been a lot of search engines over the years, most notably Yahoo, Bing. Do you guys remember Ask Jeeves?
Ask Jeeves. AskJeeves.com.
There's a little butler, a little cartoon butler. Or Lycos.
He's slick.
You remember Lycos?
Lycos.
It looked like the dog. It was a little dog. It's like, here, Lycos, right? It's like the dog would go out and get you the information, basically.
I remember, like, on Windows, like, you had the little dog. When you searched, it would, like, pull back the files and... Okay, go ahead.
I remember Yelp.
Yelp?
That's still a thing?
Oh, okay.
There was one from another show that I listened to, and they actually made it from this song. The song was called Googadis. Not Google This. It went... Check my wrist game. You can Google this. So they made the search engine
Oh, they made a search engine called Googadis?
Googadis. Googadis.
I'll put that on the list. but recently I discovered DuckDuckGo.com. I don't know if you guys... This is an actual website.
DuckDuckGo?
Yep.
IBWIP is on it.
It's a website that doesn't track you and gives you real privacy. But many people already know about this site, and so this is not the one I'm reviewing. The one I came across actually does quite the opposite of DuckDuckGo, as it syncs up with all of your social media and cell phone contacts and alerts them exactly of what you are searching for.
So it would send a message on my Facebook to Molly saying that Blake is searching Bukkake.
Right.
It shows up on the page itself, or just shows up into specific contacts?
You receive
contacts.
An alert. If you are a friend of, like, say I'm your friend on Facebook, and mm-hmm. you're in my contacts, and whatever you're searching, I will find out what you're searching. It sends alerts out to all of your friends and contacts of what you're searching.
Wow.
So it would be like, Scott Elam is searching midget gay transvestite mm-hmm. porn.
You know what I like? I like it.
I love it. Yeah. I
on one front, and that is sometimes I really like in the dating world, I suppose, I find it practical because sometimes, you know, you have a crush on someone or you know and you just don't know what to talk to them about though.
Yeah.
And then if I knew the last things that he Googled in the last 24 hours, I could pick out some fan favorites.
Some real
and,
dandies.
Yeah, really start some conversation. Yeah. Well, and weed out, yeah. The name he's really into.
The name of the search engine is called Snitch Search, and it shows all of your friends, your family, your coworkers, and so on exactly what you're into.
Snitches get stitches.
Well, you know, I think Snitch Search is hoping that that's not the case.
Wind up in ditches.
There's no facet of your browsing life that is left unearthed. And for instance, when preparing for this segment, I secretly made Snitch Search Blake's default search engine on his computer.
Yes.
So let me pull up and see exactly what he's been looking for. Mind you, I am seeing these results for the first time. So let me just pull up the report here.
Okay.
Oh. All right.
Someone about to be called out.
Okay, let's see. Many searches for, vaping, e-juice, dripping. Great. No surprises there. What else? Let's see. Asian feet? Okay, that's kind of weird.
Asian anything with this guy.
That's true. You know. All right, let's see. Next.
Asian earlobes.
I didn't see that. I wouldn't be surprised if it's on the list, though. Let's see. The next one is wife plus accidental plus death.
Plus do you use plus signs?
Oh, I always use plus signs.
Insurance.
Oh, my God. You really? Yes. That's a really good
because,
search
Yeah,
method.
Because the CIA, their computer doesn't recognize the plus sign.
It's the only character they don't recognize.
Right.
Really?
Every character, they don't. They, yeah.
That's true.
Nuh-uh.
That's how hackers get in the back door. Am I right?
You're lying. Yeah.
That's how we get in the back door. Back door. Plus, so, hey, front door. My thing is there's always a plus in the back door.
There's always room in the back door, as far as I'm concerned.
Especially in this back door. Hey-o.
The accidental wife death thing, I'm going to stop there. There's a lot more on the list. I don't probably shouldn't go any further than that.
Been a big search day, though, right?
Hey, like I said, I'm not working anymore, so.
You're like, I got the time.
Right, I got the time to search how to kill my wife.
We've got the beer.
Would you guys be into a site like that beer. Reveals all of your searches?
No.
Scott, what would you not want people to find out?
Everything.
I literally search everything. Yeah.
The word everything or just everything that there
anything.
Is?
I don't want nobody to know what I'm looking for.
I don't care what anybody knows. Because they know what I'm searching because if they just listen to this show, they know all the stuff that I search. They can just tell by the path this show goes on.
That's true. That's
care.
True.
I don't care.
When I ask questions, if I think Google has the right answer, I'm going to ask Google first.
I will believe Google over
so many things.
I always go, here you go, you go. Okay, Google.
That sort of stuff freaks me out, though. I don't need Google.
It says it's listening.
I know. What, like Xboxes. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I hear you.
Do you have any more social media sites?
I've got a couple more, actually. Thank you for moving this along. All right. Well, I am a huge fan of music sites and music apps. I play Pandora at work all day, and I stream it at home when I have people over. I think it's a great way to discover new music within a genre that you already love. But on top of that, with apps like Pandora or like SoundCloud, you can give them thumbs up or thumbs down to specific tracks and further improve your listening session. And sometimes with a small fee, you can eliminate ads. Do you guys use Pandora or any of these?
I do every day.
I'm Spotify, but Spotify. Totally same idea.
Right. I don't.
No, you don't use it?
I use Slacker, too.
Slacker, okay.
Yeah, what do you guys have, like, the endless amounts of fucking data? Because that uses data, right?
Oh, dude, yeah, I just got a data warning, and I got 10 days left on my plan, and I have, like, half a gig left.
There's this little shitty company that you don't like called Sprint.
Yeah. Can I use unlimited. That at home?
I have Sprint.
I have unlimited.
You have oh, but I got Framly.
I'm on Never the Framly.
Mind. Oh, fucking.
I'm what? On the Framly. It's 20 it's extra bucks, Heather. It's 20 extra bucks. You get unlimited.
It's gone to...
I have right. an unlimited plan with Verizon, but only because I was grandfathered in, and my phone is extremely old now.
Lucky bastard.
On top of that, I do have wireless internet at work, so I do stream a Shat.
I guess I could use it at home.
Yeah, well, Wi-Fi is where it's at. And like a lot of them, if you can get the premium, then they'll allow you, at least Spotify, you can listen to your music offline.
Right, but that's if you pay the thing per month, right?
Unless you have Sprint, you get free 6 months right now.
Not bad. Yep, free Not 6 months. Bad.
Why are we plugging Sprint?
Anyway, so if you're a fan of these kind of musical apps, then you are going to hate this one. It's called SoundGutter. In these other apps, the tracks that are given the thumbs down are immediately discarded from your playlist, but they need to go somewhere. But where do they go?
Where?
SoundGutter. That's where. They've got you covered.
SoundGutter.
Got you right in the gutter.
I got you.
They've taken the absolute worst music and compiled it in one easy-to-use app. We're talking Black Eyed Peas, Magic, Clay Aiken, Iggy Azalea, Toby Keith, Jefferson Starship, they're all there and ready to be muted.
I like Jefferson Starship.
No, you don't. The best thing is that since these are all reviled artists, SoundGutter actually pays you to listen. And yes, they monitor volume control, okay?
Oh, I so like it.
The louder you pump Ashley Simpson, the more you get paid.
I would
pump Is this a legit thing? Is this legit?
Too legit to
SoundGutter legit.
Yeah, these are all ones that these are new. Like, you haven't heard of it because obviously you're questioning.
Right.
But that's my job to go out there and just dig out those nooks and crannies.
I will do anything that's going to pay me.
Someone has to listen to those.
Hey, Scott, you want to put your finger in my ass?
How much is it going to pay? How much are you going to pay me?
Cha-ching. Done. But someone's got to listen to this garbage, and you may as well get paid for it. Also available as a streaming channel on Roku. So a little bit.
Oh, on the Roku.
I like it.
My parents have Roku. Maybe they could check it out.
I've got two Rokus at home, and I love them.
Do you?
Do you stack them on top of each other?
I do. I plug them into each other, and it just provides an infinite loop of content.
For the two Roku devices.
Right. Just for them to enjoy. I don't get to enjoy it, but I do it for them.
You
want
to keep them entertained when you're not around.
He does tape it, though.
I do tape their interaction. It's Roku porn.
Oh.
Come on, Scott.
Sorry.
What is it with you?
Be cool.
No, no, no.
Be cool, man.
Sorry.
Be cool.
Sorry.
My wife's listening. Be cool.
But I'm on the Scott's level. Yeah, same thing. I would totally do that.
Blake, this does beg the question. Would you listen to the Black Eyed Peas if someone paid you?
No, because I wouldn't listen to Fish if somebody paid me. I had this discussion with Molly the other night. I was like, if somebody said, if you listen to this Fish album from beginning to end, I'll give you $100, I would just say, fuck, I can't. No.
You don't like Fish?
No. Who... Do you like Fish?
I would listen.
I've only been getting into it a little bit.
I would listen to Fax Machines.
How much drugs do you do? You have to do drugs to lick Fish.
Look.
I've only listened to a few Fish songs.
I've only done a few Fish songs.
Yeah, I've only done a few Fish songs.
Drop a couple beans before you hit that.
Just a few Fishes before I got here.
If you're paying me, though, I'm listening.
Surely you guys would listen to Toby Keith and get paid, right?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Okay, I wouldn't either.
Put a boot in her ass. That's the American way.
Oh, my
She's
God.
Not even a her.
All right, well, I've got one more. You guys got time for one more?
Yeah.
We always got time.
For the last one, I've got an online dating site. And I know there's a million of these out there, and many people have used them at one time or another. I myself have fallen victim to the perils and pitfalls of virtual love, as documented on this very program.
Right.
A lot of these dating sites are for everyone to use, but over the past few years, there's been a crop of new ones that have popped up, and they cater to specific subsets of the population, such as like Black People Meet, Christian Mingle,
Farmersonly.com.
Right. So you've been there.
No. Just the commercials.
Oh, you've been to the commercials?
I'm not a farmer.
I can't go there.
All right. Well, this one, this new site actually hits on a group that is often overlooked and discriminated against. Racists.
What?
KKK date lets you search for single bigots in your own town and sign up for the infamous KKK organization at the same time. So it's like a twofer.
Are you white? Do you hate Black people and every other people? Then come to KKK date.
Yep.
They missed a golden opportunity to be like, date KKK?
But
you think about it.
It's just a little more exciting.
But if you think about it, it's a good idea. Like, I mean, it's not a good idea.
You want horrible people, they should at least know they're horrible.
Right, exactly. I mean,
at least they're breeding together.
Right, they're breeding together, and they're eventually going to breed within themselves. Uh-huh. But you know, this way they all stay in the same quadrant. You can track them. You can, yeah, they're quarantined. You can track them.
We're gonna go on this date, and I'm gonna bring my hanging rope.
Yeah,
because I know that you're into that.
It's so easy to ignore one super horrible than lots of minor horrible people.
I know that going on this date because I met her on KKK date. I know that if I say a racist joke, it won't be awkward. She will give me a high five.
Won't fall on deaf ears. That's for sure. So for the sake of this segment on the show, I create profiles for each of these sites. I review and I tell you what, I've got 15 single female racists within a 5-mile radius of my home, and I would have never known that if it weren't for KKKDate.com. Nice. So good to know.
You know where to avoid.
I say, it's maybe not the best place to be, but now you're aware. You're aware.
This site is extremely easy to use. You can click on all the ethnicities that you despise and properly align your hate with a potential soulmate. There's even a slide bar when creating your profile where you can click on and move how much anger towards minorities you have in your heart.
They got Ho Chi Minh haters.
Well, actually, there is a scale. I'll tell you, it's like from dirty looks to spitting at, from cross burning to curb stomp. It's all there. They've
American
really...
History X. That's my favorite movie.
Yikes! There's a tell. But I gotta tell you,
that's why he's on security.
I've got 3 dates lined up next week, and I'm not even a racist. Nice. And the truth is, I'm actually 1/8 Cherokee, but I won't be telling them that.
Sex is sex, right?
Racer.
That's right.
You just go for something around the eye roll.
Let's get together, yeah, yeah, yeah. Why did you and I combine? Let's get together, what do you say? We could have a swinging time. We'd be a crazy team. Why don't we fantasy?
Yeah.
Together.
I'm sorry, I know it's a little long, but you can't get the feel of it unless you just do that whole little
I really ditty. Want the feel of a 10-year-old Haley Mills.
Oh, any 10-year-old I want the feel of.
Who is you?
It's a friend of mine.
Who is you?
Is it my brother?
Who is you?
Somebody heard my song.
Who is you?
Who is you? I can't take this stuff no more.
All right, folks. Well, you just heard the Who Is You theme song, which means we're going to play this game. Now, if you'll notice on the chat, I mean, not on the chat, but on the video, everyone has blue bands on. Heather is wearing hers as an accent piece. She loves fish, and she's looking for a good time. If you're a tree hugger or humper, she's down to clown.
She's best friends with that one girl.
All right, so what we're going to do here is I have got some cards that I randomly picked. I'll give you guys this. We didn't play this last time, and it took a while. So these are people. That's all I'm going to tell you. There are people. So let's just keep it. Heather, you're the young lady here drinking wine out of a mug, coffee mug, Star Wars coffee mug. Why don't you pick who you want to be partners with?
Do we explain the game?
I have cards. I have cards. They have names on them. You're going to put that card. You're not going to look at it. You're going to put it on your forehead, and you're going to ask people your partner questions, and you can see who can figure out what they are.
Hey, you know what? Works for me.
Okay, so Heather, who would you like to partner with?
I'm going to go with the man across the table. Jason, will you be my partner?
Yes, I will do it.
It'd be so awkward if you said no.
Fuck
Well, Jason,
you.
Will you be my life partner?
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So
we're game partners. You guys, life partners. Sounds great.
All right. So me and Big E, please don't look at that. Put it down on the table. We'll go ahead and pass everybody's first rounders out. Do not look at them, please. Do not look at them, please. I'm going to wait to do mine because I'm going to have to take it off myself on the screen because I could see it in
That'd
the
be
screen.
Cheating. Yeah. You're honest. You're such an honest dude.
Hey, honesty is the worst policy, and that's why I do it. Okay, Heather and Jason. This is the first round. Heather, go ahead and both of you guys put your names up on your head. Flip them, both of you flip your cards over because they're both wrong.
Okay.
No.
All right.
There you go.
There we go. Okay. Now, Heather, why don't you ask Jason? You're trying to figure out who you are.
Okay. Who am I? You?
You're trying to figure out.
Who is that?
Somebody heard my soul now.
Who is you?
All right, who is you? Heather?
Who is
me? You can start. Go.
Is I a woman?
You is not.
You is not.
Do I keep asking questions or does he
do
a question now? Okay.
Am I dead?
Yes. Okay. Am I dead?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow, Heather, find your own questions. Jeez.
That was a great question, though.
Am I famous for being in media, like radio, TV, or music?
Yes.
You don't have to. You can say. You could have said.
Oh, I can be more specific.
It's not. It's not just yes or no.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Music then.
Okay.
Am I a? Am I famous? I do just want to steal all of your questions.
Ask me if you have if you keep rubber bands in your beard.
No.
Okay.
What?
Okay. Never mind.
Am I an orator of some sort?
A what?
Someone who talks a lot for like politician would be like an orator.
I thought you said order. Orator is
yes,
what you're
an saying. Orator.
Not in like a professional fashion. He no, like that wasn't your job to speak. No, I wouldn't say so.
All right.
Just off the cuff here, does my person have rubber bands in their beard?
No.
No, okay.
All right.
Now I feel like I should ask if my person has rubber bands in his beard. Does my person have rubber bands in his beard?
First of all, I'll say that's probably a wasted question, because if I was that specific, then the answer is probably yes, in which case it absolutely is yes.
Okay.
And I will follow that up by saying there is not a chance you know who this person is.
Oh, okay. Great.
Okay,
and,
so my person...
Oh, and also just, we're only doing 5 minutes if they can't figure it out.
Well, I'm going to just figure out what he looks like.
My person.
See what his style is all about.
I want to find the inner person.
Mm-hmm.
If you can do like a drawing, a sketch of that person within the 5 minutes, then you win.
Good.
Start with a rubber band.
With a rubber band?
In a beard.
Okay, so I have a dead... Am I a male?
Yes.
So I'm a dead male musician. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Am I black?
You are not black.
Okay.
Duh.
Which decade did I die in?
Oh. Which decade?
Yeah.
I'm going to say I don't know
the
exactly,
aughts?
But I am going to...
Did I pass in the aughts?
I'm going to guess that it was the...
Who is you?
Maybe the... Mm-hmm. Boom, the 1500s?
Oh, geez.
Yeah, it's old.
It's centuries.
Okay. Yeah.
Centuries,
but I didn't know what decade that would be in that century. So probably just around there. Do I have... How many braids do I have coming from the rubber bands?
Mainly one. Maybe one. Usually one good one.
Just one
good one. One thick one.
All right.
Got it?
Gotcha.
Actually, that's false. You had many little
you
ones.
Had multiple rubber bands in your beard.
You had multiple rubber bands.
My mistake.
Sorry. We're just trying to help
you. I'm glad. Thank you.
I'm going to try to speed this up. Am I Francis Scott Key?
Ooh, no.
Did you? Heather's got something
like the Star Spangled Banner?
No. No,
she's,
you're not.
She's Canadian born.
Scott Key? Patriotism.
Let it be noted
that
Heather is actually drawing what appears to be a picture of a man's chin with little pieces of hair coming off.
It does. I can only imagine.
Let the record show. Okay, go ahead.
Did I tell people I pity the fool? Doesn't he have a rubber band in his beard?
You did not.
That was,
but you were.
That dude was black.
He was definitely black.
You're oh, very,
you're,
shit.
You're in that era, though. That. You're like in
the
era.
You're hovering. You're like right now you're in North Peak.
But you are there. But you're there. You're right in that neck of the woods.
Okay.
What notable song did I write?
It didn't have words. Mostly didn't have any
words. Okay, I know who I am. Go ahead.
But people say things like dun 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 dun. Maybe.
Yeah, I already said I know.
Okay. well, let's see. Final question.
Hold on. Hold on a second. What were you doing? Were you making fart noises?
All right. Okay, you got about
They're
30.
Fucking with him.
You about 30.
Hear,
you have
right?
about 30 seconds left.
Okay. Is he a musician? Am I a musician?
No, but you were in one of Cyndi Lauper's videos.
Ooh, that was good.
That's a good hint.
Am I Beethoven?
You are Beethoven.
Yeah.
Am I Jafar from Aladdin.
Yes, as we all know,
he has a rubber band off of his chin.
Jafar was definitely in that Cyndi Lauper video. He was in Time After Time, I believe. He was the male vocals in Time After Time.
Yeah, he has those, he had that big hourglass that he has in the movie in the background.
Precisely. All right, so pull yours down and look at it and see who you were.
If you would have even...
I was Captain Lou Albano.
And the pronunciation of the name says it all.
That's amazing.
Do you know him at all?
I mean, no.
No, he was a.
I know a captain.
He was a wrestler,
wrestling manager.
I know what albinos are. Yeah. Really,
Captain Lou Albino?
It's like from that, like from the '80s.
What,
Captain Lou?
All right, Scott, are you ready? Mm-hmm. I do not have the thing on me. Right. You're upside down. You're upside down. I can't get this.
Let me help you.
This was a horrible idea.
You got it. There it is.
All right. Got it.
All right. We'll set the timer and commence. Here, if you could watch the timer for us, and when we get close to 5 minutes, let us know. Scott, go ahead and go first, buddy.
Am I a man?
Yes, you are.
Okay, go.
Mighty, mighty good man. Am I a man?
Yes.
Okay.
We're
both men. That's
am
good.
Am I a musician?
Yes, you are a musician.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't remember the people's names I wrote down.
Oh, that'll make it more fun.
I know. Am I a musician?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus, I know who it is, I think. Go ahead.
You
probably should have wrote something for me.
Am I a rapper?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all.
Blake, would you like to guess who you are?
Do I have braids?
Never.
Oh, shit, I don't remember who it is now.
Never.
I thought it was somebody else. Okay.
What decade was I relevant?
Oh, geez. 80s, 90s, and 2000s.
80s, 90s, mainly, I'd say.
He's still relevant.
Oh, you're showing. 80s, 90s, and he's still relevant.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, was I a rapper?
Yes.
Okay.
You already asked that, though.
No,
you
I
asked if you
No,
were
you
a
asked.
Oh, okay. Yes, he is a rapper.
Okay.
80s, 90s, still relevant. Am I in a well-known band?
The band's name is well-known, along with your name. Your name, then the band's name.
Huh.
Why don't you just ask me questions, because I know who I am, because I wrote the cards. I didn't think about that part.
Who are you, Blake?
Who are you, Blake?
I'm LL Cool J.
Yes, you are.
You are so LL Cool J.
Okay.
Mama's going to knock you out for getting that.
Right, exactly.
Okay. So it's my name and then the band's name?
Yes.
Yep. That's right.
Pretty heartbreaking.
Am I with the Brian Setzer Orchestra?
No. And you're not the Stray Cats either.
And I'm not the Stray Cats.
And that's not relevant. I'm just
kidding. However, to his point, orchestra is a very popular and notable band.
It is a very...
You're going to be heartbroken when you get this. If you don't get this.
Hootie and the Blowfish?
You will literally be heartbroken.
You will literally
Your heart
be...
will break.
Oh, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Hey!
Nice.
I have another set. Do we want to go through these or no?
This is fun.
Switch partners?
Like taking too
switch
much
partners?
Time
we can switch partners.
Do-si-do. Do you want me to write one for you, Blake?
Yeah, why don't you write on this card? Because I don't have... All I have is three for some reason. I lost one.
Did you have a theme to these?
No, there's no theme whatsoever. It was just throw it down. Okay, Heather, me and you are going to be a team, so here's yours. Don't look at it.
Okay.
Scott, you and Jason? Yeah, Jason's his name. Yes. He's going to be on that. And we're going to do one more round of this. People are on the edge of their seats right now. While Jason's writing one, I'm going to play a little tune for you.
Who is you? Who is you? It's a friend of mine. Who is you? Is it my brother? Who is you? Somebody hurt my soul now.
Put yours on there.
Can
you do one?
Jason.
Oh, yeah. That's all right. All right. So let's just all put ours on. That way we can just look at each other.
It's better not be like the owner of the Piccadillys or something.
The owner of the Piggly Wiggly basket.
Yeah, the local Piggly Wiggly.
All right. Scott? Jason? I'm going to take mine off.
Yours is upside down. There you go.
Upside down and inside out. I'm about to tell you folks what it's all about. Okay. So Jason and Scott, why don't you guys commence... And I'll start the timer right now. Go.
Go ahead.
Who can do it the fastest?
Am I a man?
You are not a man.
So I'm a woman. Okay, go ahead.
When a man loves a woman.
Am I a famous person?
Very.
Very famous. Okay.
Very. How famous is he?
On a scale of 1 to famous.
Am I a model?
Yes, I would say yes.
Okay. Wow. Narrowing it down right off the bat.
Yeah, that was a
female model.
Question.
Good job.
Am I alive?
Very alive.
Oh, wow.
Not very dead.
Someone living their life to their fullest, apparently. Okay.
Very, 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 very.
All right.
As alive as you can be.
I'm famous. I'm a model. Mm-hmm. Am I?
There's only one person.
Yeah, you're
only
a model.
One person it could be at this point.
Am I?
Uh-huh.
Tyra Banks.
No, you're not that person.
Okay. Go ahead.
The other only person you could be.
Right. What medium am I famous for?
You're a musician.
Another famous musician. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What color am I?
You're whitey.
I'm a whitey.
Okay, now to okay. Blake's earlier question, have I had dreadlocks ever?
Never.
Never? Okay.
Never. Am I married to anybody famous?
You've been married to multiple famous people.
Okay. That means you're a whore.
Ask me if you're a whore now. I'll give you two questions. Go ahead.
Am I a whore?
Yeah.
Yeah. Whore? Yeah, you're a whore. Okay.
Trying to narrow the game down. Narrow the game down.
So, what did you say I was famous for?
You're a musician.
I'm a famous musician who's very alive.
Knocking on Evan's door.
Can't be Cher. No. Am I in a rock band?
No.
No? Okay.
How old am I?
I don't know exactly, but I would say mid-40s.
Mid-40s. Okay.
And, What genre of music am I?
Country.
In? Oh, sick. All right.
I'm so cool.
I'm down.
Okay, so I'm white. I am a model.
We're at 2.5 minutes.
Feels like 10
I'm in
minutes.
The 50. Am I?
I think. Imagine what the listener thinks.
Am I Christie Brinkley?
No, but you're. I mean, you're in the same vein.
Same vein. Okay.
Christie Brinkley's daughter looks exactly like her.
Don't think like traditional model.
Okay.
Like that's not all you did.
Okay.
So before you knew it was Whitey, Tyra Banks was a legitimate guess.
You're multifaceted.
Okay.
But you're
so go ahead.
And waterproof.
Okay, country music. Am I Blake Shelton?
God, no. Sorry.
3 minutes.
Don't apologize to me for hating Blake Shelton.
Okay. What have I acted in?
You're gonna nail it after this. So I'm gonna tell you what it is, mm-hmm. and then you can't guess till the next turn.
Okay.
So I'm gonna have to try to nail it on this one.
Okay.
Baywatch.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now.
So, am I Jason Aldean?
Jesus Christ, no.
For the love of God. I wish they would have had the camera on him when he said Jason Aldean.
Jason Aldean.
All right, Scott, who are you?
I am Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, all right.
That would have been awesome if you'd send like, and Robin.
Am I Captain Lou Albino?
Just can't wait to get on the road again.
That's Jerry Lee Lewis.
All right,
Glenn Campbell.
Our friend.
We have to get one. Heather, we
Willie
have to get,
Nelson's gone on the road again.
We have to get it right within 3.5 minutes.
3.5 minutes
to beat
power
them.
Round. Power round. Let's do it.
You'll be in charge of this. I take this. We're gonna leave the camera on you. So no pressure that you have
I'll
to hold.
Down,
you have to hold up the bit.
All right, Mark, I'm ready.
Set.
Let's do it.
Go.
Me or
wait,
you?
Wait, hold on a second.
Okay.
Stop.
Let's reset.
Let's look at each other. Let's get into this.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready?
Show me what your card is. Okay,
this
I'm ready.
The first
I'm
time
so
I've
ready.
Looked over
okay.
another card.
You can ask the first question because you're a lady.
Am I a lady?
No, you're not. Oh, I'm sorry. No, you're
that was not a question
a lady.
For the game.
No,
that
was
you're
a question
not.
For the game.
Heather, you personally are a lady.
Am I a lady when I'm not a
lady
in this game?
Down on love,
lady.
She needs a shoulder.
30 seconds, MacGruber.
Gently.
Hold on. Am I a lady, though? I'm not a lady.
No.
Okay.
No, you're not a lady.
All right.
Am I? Am I a man?
You are a man.
A mighty, mighty good man?
No.
Okay.
Just as a bonus question, but am I Do I wear t-shirts a lot?
No, like you do not wear t-shirts.
Okay. Oh, no. I think I know who I am. Dead, if that is a thing, that, that is an indicator.
Well, hold on a second. Now you have to feed him something like that.
Okay, too. Okay.
Whenever you're ready.
Oh, am I supposed to do it without giving
No, I have to ask a question.
Yes.
Is there any possible way, since Jason picked this, that I would know who this person is?
I mean,
I think everyone knows who this person is.
Okay. And this person picks you. This person picks you.
Okay.
In my country.
Yeah, in his country, this person
country,
picks you.
In my country, yeah. All right. This person pick you.
Am I Stephen Hawking?
You are Stephen Hawking. Very good. And am I myself?
Negative, mi amigo.
Okay.
Okay.
Give, am I famous for music?
You are not famous for music.
Famous you might for music.
But if you were famous for music.
It's not Bucky Bartakamos. It's,
you would be a big, raging, tyrant asshole. Mm-hmm. Of music.
He's got it.
And maybe shoot a bear.
It's on the tip. It's on the tip of his tongue.
He's even been known to be more powerful than Barack Obama.
Ooh, and he has a euphemism for feces in the beginning of his last name.
Mikhail Gorbachev?
No.
Nope.
I don't know any political people.
He's from Russia. He hails from Russia.
Right. I don't know. Boris
Yeltsin? That was
he
a good
He is
Boris
the Yeltsin. President.
I don't know who the president of...
He's the prime minister. But it is, can I say, Vladimir Putin.
Oh, I would have never...
Should have taken that.
Possibly as good as Captain Lou Albino.
Is he still sick? Is Vladdy sick still? She was sick for a while. I want to be Stephen Hawking for the rest of the show.
Oh, God. Sometimes when you do a podcast and you've been doing it for almost 8 years and you look for show content, and sometimes the best part of the bit that you do is the intro and exit. We're going to give this win. We're going to give the win to Jason and Heather and Biggie.
Yeah, all right. We did it, guys. We all did it.
Triple threat, you guys.
Let's round the corner.
All right. Episode 187, Drunken Squirrel is now available. Episode 188, Walla Rock is now available. Very good show. Thank you. It was funny. Episode 190, our next episode, an interview with Carrie Nation and the Speakeasy will be available on Tuesday, April 7th. And don't forget, Saturday, April 4th is Walk Around Things Day. Another bullshit holiday made up by Whitey to keep the Kool-Aid Man down.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know that mofo don't walk around shit.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't walking around nothing, motherfucker.
Nothing.
See that
I'm
wall?
Coming
I'm
through
going
that
through.
Motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
I will put this through the roof.
Also, on April 4th is School Librarian Day. Nothing sexier than that hot... Koi librarian working in the middle school where you were a kid. I think her name was Miss. I think her name. His name was Mr. Gregory.
You thought a boy was cute.
Because it's a homosexual reference.
And homosexuality is funny.
Because it's two dicks trying to.
Sword fight. In each other's boots.
And then two vaginas like scissors.
Okay.
But they still. Well, this is what I understand about lesbians. I have no problems with gays. I have no problem being one of my best friends of all time, who is no longer with us. He was gay. Best friend I had. I just don't understand with women. They end up putting a strap on, or they end up shoving stuff in their hoo-has anyway.
Hey, the clit has 2,000 nerve endings.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's how.
And finally, Sunday, April 6th is Easter. The day when that physical incarnation of our Lord and Savior's flesh was raptured to be with his heavenly Father after a laborious and excruciatingly painful death. Now get those jelly beans, kids. And those eggs. And that's Jesus turned into the Easter Bunny.
That's fine.
Also remember.
Who is you?
Also remember to submit any questions, comments, or suggestions to blake@iwp.com. and they will be printed up and swallowed for nutrition. And if you like what you hear, please write us a review on iTunes and Facebook. Tell a friend and help support the show. We depend on listeners to help us grow.
We depend on listeners to help us grow.
Our, we need it.
Not only our breasts, our penises, mm-hmm. or and just our souls.
All of it.
Basically, in
what?
General.
What are you talking about?
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
All right.
Gotcha.
Our depends are waiting to take the waste that we have.
Right. Hey.
Like, to grow.
Thank you, everybody, for checking out episode 189 of It Burns on IP. It's been pleasurable. Stephen Hawking, thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Thank you. It's been good here.
No.
Heather, it's been.
Try it again. You got it. Stephen
Hawking, thank you for being on the show.
It's been delightful. All
right, way better.
All right. Heather, thank you as well. You always do a great job.
Thank you.
Big E, thank you for riding it. And doing it and getting it down.
One of these days I will learn to read.
No, I've been doing this 8 years. I don't have any clue how to read.
Good guessing.
Plus, Jason also uses a lot of big words. Jason, thank you very much for holding up the fort and taking care of business.
Yeah.
The business of giving you the business.
I don't know what to say to that. What kind of response do you want
just
to that?
Just say thanks, fucker.
Hey, you're welcome, motherfucker.
All right, and thank you to the listeners. We're creeping up on 200, folks, and we got some big announcements coming up on the 200th episode. We are going to have a live event at the High Note in Pekin. Four bands will be playing. Whiskey Chaser's Alter Ego will be playing. Brett Conlon will be playing, and then we have two other bands that recently have been added. We're going to do the show live on stage. We're not going to broadcast it. Through the airwaves.
Not live.
We're not going to use Memorex.
No. But we are going to do it live. And so hopefully there's a great turnout. We want everybody to come and hang out if you can.
Please come.
If you can't, we will be doing pre-orders for shirts. And it would be very helpful to help the show. Any money that's made off these t-shirts will go straight back to the show. And hopefully pay for some of the stuff that's going to cost me to do this 200th episode.
It's going to be awesome, though. if you're local, you have to come to this.
Right. It's going to be a good time.
It's going to be a thing.
It's going to be an event. There's going to be balloons. I know there's going to be balloons.
Super cool.
Balloons
super
bring
cool
everyone.
Bar. Last time I remember.
Yeah. And chatting, the owner of the High Note has graciously said, hey, sure, you guys can have a Saturday at my bar.
It's like
and,
the biggest night of the week for
yeah,
him.
Yeah.
And it's like kind of like his grand reopening. He's letting us come in there. Four bands.
Oh, and I'm going to come everywhere.
Is that what I meant?
He is not going to appreciate that.
Oh, he won't mind. Believe me.
Oh, jeez. What does that mean?
He'll be like, bro, I kind of expected it.
All right. Well, we hope to see you there. There will be more details coming soon. Like us on Facebook.
Like us.
Because we like Facebook. You. Kind of. And definitely subscribe to us on YouTube.
Subscribe.
Anybody else? Bueller?
Subscribe.
Bueller? Anyone?
Subscribe.
Dog tags? Anybody? Mm-hmm. Anybody have a dog tag?
Mm-mm. No dead veterans today.
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
What?
Didn't somebody have a mystery tag?
Yeah.
Oh, was that me?
You.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I fucked that up.
I didn't even think about that.
All right, hold on.
All right, folks. Well, it's been great talking to you. Have a good night.
Sorry. And they say that orange is the new black. Where does that leave the current black? Or even the old black? No one talks about them.
No one talks about the blacks.
Not the old blacks.
Oh, the old ones.
The old blacks are the best blacks. Black is black, don't crack.
Blacks.
'Cause this thing's dead. I didn't realize that 50 watts would just zap us.
This is exactly the kind of...
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.